readings from She's Flowers and Fire by Butterflies Rising. Self-love, the most delicate intimacy. To let beautiful belong here. I'm still learning how to hear the word beautiful and let it be meant for me. It's so delicate here. But it's where I'm the most brutal. It's where my raging gets careless and the delicate things end up crushed. I find my hardest fights trying to love the deepest love, but I've never been more unkind than I've been in these close quarters, in this head and to this heart. And when others have been unkind, how quick I've been to betray myself and just agree. And I've let it all hurt so much that unworthy has felt like the only feeling I may ever again know. Like a flower whose every last petal has been torn away and thrown to the wind with nothing left to recognize as beautiful, just wilted and bare with pain. But what if it hurts this way for a reason? Because that ache in me is the fight in me to learn to feel different. Because somewhere deep inside, I know that I want to be delicate here, desperately. And when they're unkind, and when I'm unkind, somewhere deep down, I know that I fiercely disagree. And there's a wild blossom in me, and it's too beautiful to ever just be torn away and thrown to the wind. And there's a tenderness that I'm made of, and an intimacy that I'm part of, one that I'm going to learn to take such delicate care of. Self-love, the most delicate intimacy. Oof. The poet's notes read, as much as I've struggled with judgment from others and had others be unkind and try to make me feel bad about myself or have had others hurt me deeply, no one has ever been harder on me than me. But at the same time, I so passionately want to be kind and good to myself and to truly love myself. For a lot of us, the internal wars we fight are the most brutal. But also, the self-love story we're seeking is the one we want more than anything. So I think we just have to keep being gentle with ourselves, keep forgiving ourselves, keep growing into ourselves, and never, ever give up on our self-love story. The next poem from the poet. It's one of the darkest feelings I've ever known. Unworthy. And maybe I want to learn to start questioning it when I feel it, like, is it always even mine? Because if it's from someone else's unkindness or judgment or their own unworthiness they're projecting, then I want to learn to say no. I think maybe my own battles would get a little easier to face if I wasn't also fighting the ones that aren't even mine. I've apologized for myself for so much of my life. And I'm still learning how to take up space without feeling like I'm holding an "I'm sorry" under every breath. But I know that I will never, ever be able to love myself if I keep apologizing for how other people have decided to feel about me. And the poet's notes read, "This is one of the biggest things I've been working on in the past few years. Learning to let myself grow into myself without shying away from it because of opinions or judgments or energy from other people. I know I'm not alone in struggling with this, and I hope writing about it comforts others who struggle with it. It's not any kind of easy thing to grow out of, especially if people-pleasing and not upsetting others is a way that you've felt like you've had to be to keep yourself safe in this world. But I'm learning that it doesn't truly keep you safe. It just keeps you small. And when someone else needs you to be small or to be afraid of taking up your own space in this world, they're putting how they feel about themselves onto you. So there's just no amount of small you could ever be to appease it, because it isn't about you. And we're not meant to spend our lives dimming ourselves or suffocating. We have to be allowed to become someone we can look at in the mirror and love, and we have to be able to let ourselves go towards what allows us to breathe free in our own skin. Words from the poet. Little seeds. Today I will be good to myself, and tomorrow maybe a little bit better, until being good to me is a little easier, and maybe, even someday, not so hard at all. It's a little section in the poet's notes. Huh. If people-pleasing and not upsetting others is a way that you've felt like you've had to be to keep yourself safe in this world. For me, on a personal level, it's not about keeping myself safe in this world that I do that. I know I do that. I recognize that in myself. I do that as a way to seek validation. Apologizing for myself and isn't the national line of Canada just like, "I'm sorry"? Just my personal default is to minimize myself in an effort, you know, when somebody's being vulnerable with me, or if I'm seeking that validation, I'm sort of just like, no, you're fine, yeah, go ahead, no, it's fine, you were right. And it's like, and in actual fact, I'm, you know, gosh, welcome to Therapy with Wicked. But I think there's something in this, in that we are most brutal with ourselves. We are our harshest critic. That voice in our head, voice in our shoulder, wherever it is, however it manifests itself. Yeah. It's still there. And I'm yet to meet somebody who doesn't have that. Every now and then I come across somebody who has a self-assuredness that I just, oh my goodness, I admire. And I have a certain amount of self-assuredness in my life. I'm, you know, just like there are things that I will not, you know, accept that I know inherently, I know myself, but I, you know, I know there are things that I, you know, still work on. You know, it's an Australian, I don't know if it's an Australian thing, but I was years ago, when I moved to the UK, actually, at the turn of the century, because I'm that old, my aunt who lives there, this fabulous Maori woman, who never had children, so I'm pretty much it. And she's this fabulous interior decorator who rides a Harley Davidson. And she says to me, you know, see, I've just done it. she probably said, if I'm recalling, I can't recall exactly, but I can hear her saying in my ear right now, darling, you are aware that you say, you know, a lot. So, yes, I do. Apologizing for myself, yes, tick that box. People pleaser, tick that box. Not wanting to upset other people. And I think that's partly why I don't comment on audios. I don't comment on the script offers. I very rarely get into conversation with the script writers whose scripts I feel, because I just feel as though anything I say isn't as eloquent or really conveys exactly how I feel about it, because some of them I feel very deeply about it. The Tea Keeper is one of my personal, I just really do regard that as my what do they call it? Magnus Opus. I don't know. I can't even remember. I'm sure somebody will correct me. Will come in and correct me on that one. But yeah, there we are. I'm not immune to it, but I'm working on it. So, I hope you enjoyed this reading.